إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with the series on challenges for parenting in the 21st century. And I remind myself and you today the importance of being benchmarks for your children. The importance of parents being the criteria against which children will measure themselves and will measure others. Criteria which children will look up to when they are faced with any dilemma, with any kind of challenge in life. It is not possible for any parent to constantly be present with the child and help the child to make decisions whenever they are faced with decision-making points in their lives. So what you can do, however, is to give them memories. So it's very important for parents to become the benchmarks with regard to anything that is valuable in life. Benchmarks for ethics, benchmarks for morals, benchmarks for piety, for being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, benchmarks in terms of culture and manners, benchmark in terms of earning and spending, earning halal and spending halal. Whatever it is, I am not making a complete list here, but think about that and say that automatically the child must think of you. Anytime the child has faced with an issue, should I do this or should I not do this? The first thought that the child gets is, in my place would my father have done this? In my place would my mother have done this? If you achieve that, inshallah, then we are successful. If you do not achieve that, then we have failed in our upbringing of children. Because the issue of ethics, the issue of morals and so on and so forth, all of this translates not only to personal decisions, but this is what society is made of. Society is made of a bunch of people who are taking decisions. And those decisions are based on what? Today we are faced with a society where the benchmarks of society, people who are in the forefront in society, are people who have no value of any kind. You know, completely, somebody takes, a woman takes a completely naked selfie and posts it on Instagram, and this is applauded, and this is something which is now on Flipboard, it comes as a front page news. So and so did this. I mean, so what? Is that something? I mean, apart from being completely shameless and, you know, forget all that. I'm saying, what is so great about that? Even if it wasn't, if somebody takes a, how come if you take a picture fully clothed, that doesn't make the head news, headlines. But if you take a picture of yourself naked, it makes the headlines. This is our world. This is our world. This is the world that we have been faced with. There are people who are called YouTubers. And what the YouTuber does is that he does something, completely, according to me, idiotic. And then takes a YouTube video of that and puts it up. And overnight, he gets a million hits on this. And then he gets a lot of advertising revenue because people want to advertise on his channel because he is so popular. And you ask him, what did he do? He took an iPhone and he smashed it with a hammer. And he took a video of that. Why did he do that? Oh, he has 6 iPhones. So if you have 6 iPhones, you should smash one with a hammer. Is that the message? No. He just says, just do it. Do whatever you want. Don't think. So this is a value? I mean, just act without thinking is a value? But this is the world. This is the world that our children are growing up in. A lot of us haven't even, we don't even know it exists. And alhamdulillah. But that does not mean it does not exist. It exists and our children are exposed to that. Now in that world, what is the benchmark of the child? What is the anchor of the child? What is the child supposed to do? listen to some crazy creature like this? Waste his time watching that kind of a video? Or should the child think, what am I doing here? Why am I even watching this nonsense? Would my father have done this? Would my mother have done this? Is this happening or not happening? And if it's not happening, then it's a great disservice to our children. What is the memory that we are giving to our children? In what way are we benchmarks for our children? Now think about that and say, what are the benchmarks? In terms of manners, in terms of ethics and morals, giving and taking bribes. Big question. I was traveling recently, I was in another country, and the big question that was asked to me is it okay to give a bribe? We call it speed money. Call it whatever you want. Whatever it is, it is. You know what it is. Why are you even asking me this question? Because there is a doubt in your mind. So I said, respect your heart. Alhamdulillah, your heart is still not completely corrupted, so don't completely corrupt it. The very fact that you are asking this question shows that there is some goodness somewhere. Now, this is the dilemma that is facing the parents. So, forget, not imagine what the children are. What kind of children will be the children of parents who are dishonest, parents who are unethical, parents who are immoral? What kind of children would that be? So, seriously, we have to ask ourselves this question and say, and remember something which I always say, which is children listen with their eyes. Children listen with their eyes. Every time you go to a dinner party and you don't turn up for Fajr in the masjid, anytime you go for a dinner party and you don't even pray Fajr even at home because you are fast asleep, you came back so late, remember, your children are seeing this. And then you go to the child and say, you must wake up for Fajr. The child may not say it to you, to your face, out of respect or out of fear or whatever. But the child is definitely thinking. He says, you are telling me to wake up for Fajr? That's what the child is saying inside. You may not say that to you, to your face, but that is what the child is saying inside. You are telling me to wake up for Fajr? You are telling me go to the masjid for Fajr? Who? You? What moral authority do we have? We are very good at selectively obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we obey something which we feel like obeying, and then something else we don't like to obey. Praying, salah praying 5 times, yeah, we do that. Allah also said hijab, but I don't like to do that, against my fashion. So I will not wear hijab. Children are watching. Children are watching. And so on and so on. I don't want to make a list of stuff. You know what? You know exactly what you are doing or what I am doing. Let us look at our own lives. But selective obedience is disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us to obey whatever we like to obey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffatan. O you who believe, enter into Islam fully, completely, totally. In terms of your externalities, in terms of your internalities, in terms of your private behavior, in terms of your public behavior, in every way, completely enter into Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically said, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Allah said, are you among those who will take something from the book and leave something else? Selective obedience is disobedience. So when we are doing selective obedience, then our children are learning disobedience. And we get very upset if the children don't obey us. Yeah, you give, tell the child to do something, you get very upset. Children have no other, this, that. The child is not disobedient. How about you are disobedient to your Khaliq? How about the fact that you are disobedient? You are not the creator of the child. You are disobedient to your own creator. And you want the child to obey you. How is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? So seriously, we have to become benchmarks for our children. It's never too late. Whatever you have been doing, as a matter of fact, it's the reverse is true. However bad you were, when you turn around, it becomes even more impactful. So it's nothing to feel, after all I've been doing this all my life, now what is it? No. Now what is the use is from shaitan. Now what is the use is from shaitan, because shaitan does not want you to make tawbah. So he puts this in your heart. All this while you did this, abhi kya fayda? Fayda hamesha hai. So always let us remind ourselves and say, it's never too late to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make tawbah and let us consciously make the niyya to become benchmarks for our children. Sit and make a list. How to do that? Make a list of all the disobediences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and I are doing in our lives. Make a list of that. Disobedience in terms of earning, disobedience in terms of spending, disobedience in terms of the way we dress, disobedience in terms of how we live, our muashara, our maamilat, what we do, what we don't do, we tell lies, we cheat, we do ghiba. Imagine children are listening to their mothers and their fathers talking about other people all the time. Then you tell the children, ghibat is like eating the flesh of your dead brother. Oh, that's nice because we have the flesh of our dead brothers morning, noon and night. How can you tell the children, don't do ghibat? That's your social life. The whole time you're talking about somebody else. Why? So, very, very important for us to be very clear in our minds and make a list of the disobediences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please understand, just because you find a justification for your disobedience, just because you got some convenient person to give you a fatwa that your disobedience is okay, just because somebody gives a convenient fatwa to say some halal, some haram in income is all right, just because somebody gives a fatwa to say that, singing and dancing is all right, and music is all right, and alcohol once in a while, feeding others is all right, and as long as you don't drink, it is okay. You will get fatwas. You will get fatwas for, believe me, may Allah protect us from ourselves. We get fatwas for absolutely anything you want. That does not make it right. That does not make it right. The ruling is the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And the person giving that fatwa is not going to be standing next to you when you start paying for that fatwa, for paying for living by the fatwa. And anyone who believes that I have a fatwa, therefore, the sin is on the one who gave the fatwa, that's a sign of complete and total ignorance. The sin is on you for obeying or for going according to that fatwa. The sin is also on the one who gave the fatwa. He will take his own sin and your sin. But you will not escape. Your sin is with you. Especially because most of these fatwas you got because you went fatwa shopping. You got because you went and paid for this fatwa, directly or indirectly. So forget about all this. You know what is right. You know what is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it very clear. Don't fool yourself. Let us make our lives into benchmarks for our children. Let us give our children good memories that any time they are faced with any dilemma in life, they will think and say, what would my father have done? What would my mother have done? This is the issue where we set these criteria, we set these benchmarks. For example, we tell our children to share, not to be greedy, not to fight with their siblings. But what are they seeing? They're seeing that you have filed a case against your brother for some silly piece of property and you don't speak to your brother doesn't speak to you, you're fighting each other in court. His children disrespect you, he doesn't stop them, your children disrespect him, you don't stop them. And at the same time, you tell your children, respect each other, don't fight with each other, share your resources. What do you think they are learning? People don't care what you say until they see what you do. They don't care what you say until they see what you do. So look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what am I doing? So let us become the benchmarks for our children with regard to our ibadah, benchmarks for our children with regard to our akhlaq, muamilat, our muashara, our manners, our dealings with people and our society, and make sure that we and our homes are a means of guidance for ourselves and our children, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this easy and to help us to do that which is pleasing to him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.